Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray that today the little broadcast will be a blessing to you. Father, touch hearts and lives. Touch the ones out in radio land, God, wherever they are, that you'll touch them and encourage them. If there be one that's not born again, I ask that you just deal with them in your mercy and love and let them know that they must come to you through Jesus Christ. Let them ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of their lives. Make the plan of salvation so simple to them. For you told us in your word that we must be born again, that you didn't send your son into the world to condemn the world, but you sent your son that through him we may be saved. And we receive that salvation today in Jesus' precious name. You know, there's a saying, I got a book of different sayings, and I really think it's real cute. I love to read through them. It says, you've got to dance with the one who bought you. And the translation of that is, be loyal to the one you're with. Have you ever went to a dance with somebody and they took you to a dance and they ended up leaving with somebody else and you were just left there all alone? Has that ever happened to you? I pray it didn't. And I'm sure it hasn't. And I hope that you've never done anyone else like that. That's a mean thing to do. But in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 31, this is what it says about the Lord. Says, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, neither forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. This verse of scripture is saying here that the Lord, he is merciful. In other words, God is a merciful God. He's a loving God, and he wants to show you his mercy and his love. And then it goes on to say, he will not forsake you. In other words, he is not going to bring you to a place and then just up and leave you and forget all about you. When he delivered the children of Israel out of bondage out of Egypt, he just didn't bring them out of slavery and just said, there's the desert, do the best you can. No, he stayed with them while they traveled in the desert. He stayed with them year after year, and he fed them, and he clothed them, and he watched over them. And even when he brought them to the land he had promised them, he didn't leave them then. He stayed with them, and guess what? He is still with us today. And it also says this, that he will not destroy us. The world mentality today, if anything bad happens today, you know what they say? It's God's fault. Anything bad happens, they blame it on God. Well, listen, the Bible says here that God is not an unmerciful God. He's a merciful God. Let me tell you what is God's fault. I'm blessed today. That's God's fault. I have a grandson that come in off the road and off the street and come in out of drugs, a life of drugs, and he's in church and got a little family and doing good. That's God's fault. I have food to eat today. That's God's fault. I live in a wonderful country. That's God's fault. I have breath in my body. That's God's fault. I have a little bit of change in my pocketbook. That's God's fault. I've got a little car I can travel back and forth in. That's God's fault. I have hope for tomorrow. That's God's fault. I have a home in heaven. That's God's fault. I have victory through Jesus Christ. That's God's fault. I have salvation, eternal salvation through Jesus Christ my Lord. That's God's fault. I have hope and I have joy and I have the blessed assurance, and that's God's fault. Let me tell you, I could go on and on. Time will not permit me to tell you all the things in my life that's God's fault. We need to get a turnaround here and see what's really true and what's really been told to us a lie. God said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm a merciful God. I'm not going to destroy you. I want to help you and I want to bless you. The only time we get in trouble is when we say, God, take your hand off of me. I don't want it. And then he is a gentleman. He will not force himself on you. And then you open yourself up to whatever comes. But that's not God's fault. Child, that's your fault. I want you to sit down and take inventory of your life today and just see the mess that you're in or whatever. Whose fault is it? Oh, examine your own life today. Give your heart to Jesus. Rejoice in him. Let him bless you. It says, for the Lord, he is a merciful God. I have mercy in my life today, and that's God's fault. Thank you for listening to the broadcast, and God bless you.